Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. Uh-huh. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me and now we flee for fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. The light. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us, blessed us, to come before you another day, bringing to you nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I will do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And again, the Most High Yah allowed us through his great loving kindness, tender mercies, to bring to you nothing but the truth. So praise the mighty Yah. Last time I spoke, I was dealing with what is a kingdom of priests and what is the responsibilities of a kingdom of priests. And I had a few questions that people were asking me about this kingdom of priests, and I will answer those questions. But tonight's discussion will be on how do we become a praise in the earth. The reason why we're bringing these things to you, number one, is because these are the subjects that we dealt with at our summer conference, and everybody didn't get an opportunity to hear them. So we're bringing them to you live. Number two, all these subjects has everything to do with your salvation, in particularly and especially in these last days. Of course, the first subject we dealt with this week is how do we get our house in order? And we dealt with that in a complete fashion. Then we dealt with what is the responsibility of a kingdom of priests? And I pointed out four different representatives that you can only and exclusively find in one nation and one nation only, and that is the children of Israel, the house of Israel. We pointed out that we're the only ones that have priests, prophets, kings, as well as angels, according to the scriptures. Yes, other people got kings. Other people might have priests. But where are the angels? Where are their prophets? There's no prophets in other nations. These are exclusively to the house of Israel. But the question was asked, if we have prophets and priests and kings and as well as angels amongst our people in this nation that govern and rule our people, even here on earth, what is the average individual, the average Israelite? Is he one of Yahweh's representatives? Is the average Israelite a messenger of Yahweh? And the answer is an emphatic yes. They are still representatives of Yahweh. Does that mean every Israelite have a job and responsibility? And the answer is yes, they do. However, every Israelite will not take responsible or will not be responsible or will not adhere on or her own responsibility. And what is their responsibility? As I told you before, a priest is a messenger. Yahweh said we will be a kingdom of priests. And one of the responsibilities of a priest is recorded in the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter. Now, I want you to see this. Then you're going to understand what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter, this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. And it says, "And Yahweh spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine or strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee. When ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moshe." And little do people know, this is all our responsibility. Watch what Yahweh says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. I want you to see your responsibility as an average Israelite. It is true. That Yahweh has mandated and commanded our people that we are to gather ourselves together. And this is the truth. However, Yahweh also mandated our people to make clear differences between the holy and the unholy, between the clean and the unclean, and also between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. Watch what Yahweh says. Isaiah the 8th chapter, the 13th verse. And this is what it says. "Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself." And what do it mean, sanctify Yahweh? That means separate Yahweh. Set Yahweh apart from everything else. And when you set him apart, it says, "And let him be your fear, and let him be your dread." So in other words, what is this letting us know? This is letting us know that we are not to fear the things other people fear. We're not dread the very things that other people dread. That might be your family members. That might be your friends. That might be your coworkers. That might be anybody. But whoever it is, You sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself. And to do that, you must separate. You must separate. Furthermore, in the book of Psalms, the 50th division. And here, what are we discussing? I'm just answering a question on the kingdom of priests. And the question was asked, what is the responsibility of just the average Israelite who's not a prophet, who's not a priest, who's not an angel or a king? Well, you still must sanctify Yahweh himself. Furthermore, this is what Yahweh says in Psalm 50, the fifth verse. It says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And what is a saint? Yahweh don't want you to just gather everybody. If he wanted you to gather everybody, he would have said that. But he said, gather my saints. And who are Yahweh's saints? Yahweh's saints are his sanctified ones. The same ones that sanctify Yahweh himself is the same saints that Yahweh wants you to gather together. And why? Because a saint is one that have circumcised his heart To separate. I know nobody wants to separate anything or anybody. Yahweh told us to gather ourselves together. But he's talking to a select, elected, chosen people that will rise above the rest because they know this responsibility that have been laid upon them is very difficult. So they have to sanctify Yahweh. In sanctifying Yahweh, look what it says in the book of Leviticus, the 20th chapter. And this is the law. Yes, this is all our responsibility, even though you're not a priest, even though you're not a prophet, even though you might not be a king, even though you might not be an angel. But you're an Israelite. And being an Israelite makes you a messenger of Yahweh. Watch what the scripture says. The 24th verse. But I've said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am Yah your Elohim, which have separated you from other people. You already separated. You just don't know you are. And the other people he separated you from are not just foreign nations. Yahweh have separated you from the wicked, from the unclean, from the unholy, and from him that serveth Elohim not. Watch what Yahweh says. Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, between unclean fowls and clean. And ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And ye shall be a holy unto me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. So Yahweh wants you separated. Watch what it says in the 20th verse. I'm sorry, in the same chapter, Leviticus, the 20th chapter, watch what it says in the 7th and 8th verse. Sanctify yourselves, therefore. In other words, before it says sanctify Yahweh himself. Now it's telling you to sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy. For I am Yah your Elohim, and ye shall keep my statutes, do them. I am Yah, which sanctify you. So, brothers and sisters, if you are an Israelite, it is your responsibility to sanctify. And what do it mean to sanctify? It means to separate. And once you become separate, then, and only then, can you be a representative of the Most High. Watch what Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. Ezekiel 14. In the book of Ezekiel 14, this is what it says, the 22nd verse. Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant. And what is a remnant? A remnant is the name of the various Israelites that Yahweh would leave in the midst of all the people. And watch what he leave them in the midst of the people for. Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you. Who is you? Israel. And ye shall see their ways and their doings. And ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings. And ye shall know that I have not done without call all that I've done in it, says Yah Elohim. Because you're going to see, my goodness, man, they said that we can keep the laws. They said we can keep the commandments of Yahweh. They said we can keep his statutes and judgments. They said we can have a perfect heart. They said we don't have to make excuses. And look at them. Look what they're doing. They are keeping Yahweh's commandments. They are keeping his laws. We can be a righteous people. We can have righteousness in our families. These things will be done. These things will be said. These things will you see. And who will you see it from? The messengers of Yah, the kingdom of priests, the remnant whom Yahweh will raise up to show you how to live before him. So yes, we are a kingdom of priests. But also, the question is asked, how do we become a praise in the earth? First of all, the very first time the word praise was even used, because this is how you have to understand things. The scriptures say, wisdom is the principal thing. But with all that getting, get understanding. Watch the very first time the word praise. Here it is, people going around saying hallelujah, praise Yah. And they don't even know when the first time it was used and why this word was used. And watch what it says in the book of Genesis. Genesis, the 29th chapter. How do we become a praise in the earth? In the book of Genesis 29, and we're going to read, just so people, because people might be listening to me for the very first time. So I'm going to start at the 31st verse. Genesis 29 and 31. And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely Yahweh have looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. And this was her firstborn, Reuben. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because Yahweh have heard I was hated, he have therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon, which is son number two. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I've borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi, which is Leah's third son or third born. And watch what it says in the 35th verse. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise Yahweh. Therefore she called his name Yehuda and left barren. And why was this the first time the very word praise was even used? Because Yahweh brought someone in the earth that will represent his praise. His name was Yehuda. And you notice, although I may add, in the book of Genesis, it does talk about one of the sons, one of the generations of Adam. And in the Genesis, the fifth chapter, where it talks about Mahalaleel, which also means praise Elohim. You'll find that in the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter. But the reason why I'm pointing out Yehuda is because this is a people that will represent Yahweh praise. But if these people were going to represent Yahweh praise, then wisdom teach us, then how do we become a praise in earth? How do we actually become what Yahweh made us for? Well, I'm going to show you. But this Yehuda means praise. And why did our foremother Leah wait until her fourthborn son to praise Yahweh? It's probably the same reason why Yahweh said this in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. Let us turn there. And I'll go right to it in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, the 24th verse, and watch what it says. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yah with all. And why the fourth year? Because not just the fourth year, but the fourth born, the fourth day, the fourth generation, so forth and so on. The fourth represents Yahweh's praise. So still, we want to know How do we become a praise in the earth? Who is Yehuda? Since Yahweh began with them, and we know he began with them, watch what this prophecy say in a book of Genesis, the 49th chapter. Show you what prophecy had already foretold about the tribe of Yehuda. Genesis 49, watch what it says. Genesis 49, 8 verse says this: Yehuda, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Yehuda is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rise him up? The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, his ass coats unto the choice vine. He washes garment and wine, his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. And you ask yourself, well, why? Why is it that all the other tribes shall praise Yehuda? Well, it's simple. Because it says the scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, nor a lawgiver between his feet. In other words, who do you think Yahweh set up to rule by his law? Who do you think he set up to execute his law? See, the priests are supposed to teach the law. The angels that keep you in the way of the law. The prophets is supposed to return you back to the law. But it is the king is the one by rule, by law. Judgment, it comes from the king. So he is the one that execute the law. And it's totally impossible to praise Yahweh. It is totally impossible to be a praise in the earth without keeping Yahweh's law. So the only way to be a praise in the earth is by keeping the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. So the people that's teaching you that you can't keep the Sabbath day, the people that are telling you you can't keep the laws of the Most High, the people telling you that you don't have to pay tithes, the people telling you all these things against the laws of Yahweh, let me show you what Yahweh is telling you about these people. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 28. Because there's only one way at all, to be a praise in the earth. And watch what this says in the book of Proverbs 28. And then you're going to see with your own eyes who these people are and what these people are. Telling you you can't keep the law. Telling you you can't keep the Sabbath day. Telling you you can't pay tithes. Telling you you can't keep the commandments. Watch what Yahweh say about these people. Proverbs 28, verse 4. they that forsake the law praise the wicked. But such as keep the law contend with the wicked. So in other words, if you keep the law, you praising Yahweh. But if you breaking the law, teaching against the law, as many of our people are doing, as all these religions are doing, all they doing is praising the wicked, not praising Yahweh. This is what Yahweh wants you to know. If you want to become a praise in the earth, you got to keep his law. Furthermore, watch what it says. Evil men. And who is evil men? The wicked. Evil men understand not judgment. But they that seek Yahweh understand all things. And these people are not seeking Yahweh at all. Nor are they seeking any kind of judgment. Why? Because they forsake the law. And since they forsake the law, they praise the wicked. And the only way to become a praise in the earth, you must keep the law. And don't be fooled by people who say they keep the law, but they don't. Yahweh is going to teach you. Yahweh is going to show you in the last days him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And I'm going to show you that. But let me show you first that Yahweh has already prophesied, have already ordained, and have already spoken that his people, the remnant, will become a praise in the earth. Go to the book of Zephaniah. And I know you got some friends. And I know you got some family members. And they all forsaken the law. Not because they're ignorant. They forsaken the law because they don't want to do it. And then you got some that's even worse than that. They, it's one thing to forsake the law because you just don't want to do it. That's your business. But then we have some straight out, cold-blooded, wicked men and women that would teach you against the law, would steal your soul and take you away from the law and tell you you don't have to keep the Sabbath day, you don't have to pay tithes, you don't have to feed the poor, you don't have to do these things. Praise the wicked. These are evil men that understand not judgment. In other words, they don't understand what's about to happen to them. Watch what it says in the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter. We're going to start at the 18th verse, Zephaniah 3 and 18. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. And who is that? These are people who understand. They know. They recognize that there are certain holy days they can't keep any and everywhere. They know they can't keep the Passover here in anywhere that they choose. They know that they can't keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Tabernacles everywhere they live. Although we can take leaven out of our houses because we were commanded to. And we can eat unleavened bread for 7 days because we were commanded to. But we can't keep a Sabbath on the first and the seventh day as Yahweh commanded, everywhere that we choose. That only can be done in Jerusalem. And they're sorrowful because we can't do this. And watch what Yahweh says. Who are of thee? to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Yeah, it's a reproach because we got to hear other people talking about, man, you can keep that. You can do that when you know what the law says. But watch what Yahweh says. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. We're not going home to get our praise. We're going to get our praise and our fame right here where we got our shame. Place that we got our shame is the same place we will get our fame. We got people running out of America and running out of other places saying we got to go home. We got to get here. This place is doomed. This place. What about your fame? What about the praise? What about your reparations that Yahweh promised you? You're going to leave all that because what your enemy said? That's why Yahweh said, let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. And since you're running because of your enemy, you're not sanctifying Yahweh himself. Because you're running, fearing and dreading everything else that the people fearing and dreading, that fear and that dread will be your doom. You better sanctify Yahweh, and you better sanctify yourself. Watch what Yahweh says. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes is Yahweh. And here it is. We got people going around talking about when we get home, that's when we're going to see King David. Man, who you think we supposed to gather to? Who you think is the praise of the earth if it's not Yehuda? That was the first person Yahweh even used, set up, and even named praise. What do you think Yehuda means? It means praise. Who you think execute the law? Yehuda. And who do you think the people is going to gather to? Yehuda. And where is this praise and fame is going to be gotten? Everywhere that we was put to shame. Everywhere. And you cannot get this without keeping the law, without doing the law. And sisters, let me show y'all. I'm going to show you, sisters, an example of praise. There is no greater example that you can read in the whole entire scriptures. Better, wiser, with more understanding than this scriptures concerning how do one become a praise in the earth. And let me tell you, this is what Yahweh is looking for. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 31. Here it is. I ask women all the time. I ask them about this scripture, and they don't even know by heart. And then you got many that might know it. But the question is, are they doing it? Now, don't fight with me. Fight with Yahweh, because this is what Yahweh is looking for. And watch what he says, Proverbs 31 and 10. And you're going to see that this is who Yahweh is looking for. The very first thing says, Who can find a virtuous woman? In other words, that's why. Because she's something that one should be seeking for, looking for. Watch what it says. For her price is far above rubies. And the only thing you'll read that's far above rubies is wisdom and understanding. No wonder we're referring to wisdom as a her. Because a virtuous woman is like that, far above rubies. No wonder it refers to wisdom as her. Because undoubtedly, this virtuous woman is endowed with wisdom. Watch what it says. The heart of her husband do safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. In other words, her husband not fighting with her. Her husband is not second guessing her. Her husband is not thinking about her at all, because he safely trusts her. He know what she doing. He know when she doing it. He know why she doing it. Because he trusts her. So that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. What woman is doing that? Every time I turn around, I'm getting calls about women. But if you're not doing evil to your mate, women going around texting people and calling on people and starting clubs and doing all kind of things. But ask yourself, are you doing good and not evil to your husband? That's what you should be concerning yourself with. She seeketh wool and flax and work willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from far. Tell your sisters, you know how many prayers you have to say to do this? You don't have to pray at all. All you have to do is apply your heart to it. Read it, understand it, and do it. Because I'm going to show you what's going to happen when you commit yourself to this. A lot of people, they want to make vows and they want to pray and they want to do this and they want to do that. I'm reading this. What you have a vow for? What you got a promise for? What you got to make an oath for? All you got to do is do it. What's stopping you? Watch what it says. She riseth also while it is yet night. In other words, she ain't one of them women that sleep all day. No, she riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. I thought the maiden's supposed to feed her, but she's feeding her maidens. She considered a field and vine. In other words, very resourceful, very businesslike. Today's woman, they become resourceful and businesslike. They want to tell the man what to do. But not her. She would do her husband good and not evil all the days of her life. Watch what it says. With the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. In other words, she ain't scared to go out in the field either. She girded her loins with strength. She strengthened her arms. In other words, this is an individual. This is a woman that you can't say, well, man, that's a man's responsibility. A man's supposed to do that. A man's supposed to work. Man, a man's supposed to get that. A man's supposed to get this. Not this woman. This woman strengthened her arms, because all she's doing all the day long, even part of the night, is working. Working on the behalf of her family. Watch what it says. She perceiveth her merchandise is good. What merchandise? I told you she was resourceful. She's a businesswoman. She got merchandise. She's doing whatever it takes to benefit her family, not herself. Some women, they married and they do things and they think it's their money. Her candle goeth out, not out by night. In other words, when everybody turn the lights out and go to sleep, not her. She's still working. She laid her hands to the spindle. Her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she's reaching forth her hand to the needy. So this rule out all the various sisters and their husbands who say we can't keep the law. It rules out all them that talk about we can't feed the poor with tithes. You think the tithes is for? That's one of the dumbest things I heard in my life. Where it say tithes is for the poor. Watch what it says. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed. What do that mean? That means, in other words, there is nothing that's going to stop her from working. There is nothing that's going to stop her from benefiting her family. There is nothing that's going to stop her at all. The scripture said, a wise woman builded her house, and the foolish plucked it down with her hands. But not this woman. This woman is a wise woman. She's constantly building with her hands. Not with her mouth, but with her hands. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. In other words, she's not just working, but also looking like Raggedy Ann. No, she's working and she still look good because she's providing the best for herself and her family. Watch what it says. Her husband is known in the gates. And let me tell you, he's not known in the gates because what he's doing. He's known in the gates because what she doing. Did not Yahweh say we would get praise and fame? How you think you get praise and fame? You get praise and fame from keeping the law. The law is something you got to do. The law is something you got to execute. A law is something you got to administer. Why you think he said Yahuda means praise? Because they are the kings of the earth. They're the kings of Yehuda. They're the kings of Israel. They the one will execute the law and make sure it's done. No wonder they will get praise. No wonder all their brothers shall praise them. Righteousness go before the king. But look at this woman. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Because I know a lot of women, oh, they get frustrated. They get tired. They get sidetracked. And every time you get sidetracked, and every time you get frustrated, and every time there's something, some obstacle that you can't get over, you can't get around, and you start complaining, just know you're not this woman. Because this woman who Yahweh has raised up, that Yahweh said who can find, she don't complain. She overcomes. She get around that thing, and ain't nothing going to stop her righteousness. Nothing at all. Not a wicked husband, not some wicked children, and not some wicked women. Nothing is going to stop this woman. And watch what it says. She opened up her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Sisters, don't y'all understand what this is saying? My goodness. You're going to understand it, because watch what it says next. She look a well to the ways of her household and eat of not the bread of idleness. Do you realize, sisters, when you run in your mouth about other people's business, Yahweh call that idleness. You know what idleness is? That's like idolatry. Idleness is a form of idolatry. Not this woman. When this woman opened up her mouth, it's with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness, and she looketh well to the ways of her. In other words, this woman is worried about her household and feeding the poor. You got a bunch of sisters out there praising Yah, hallelujah, and doing all this kind of stuff, and they talking about other people like a dog. That's not a virtuous woman. Why are you talking about other people? Why are you concerning yourself about other people's affairs? Why are you saying evil and unkind things about other people? Why are you worried about other people? Why do you think you can stick your nose in other people's affairs, whether they be good or whether they be evil? Where is that in Yahweh's book? Where is that in the law? Worry about other people's business. See what other people doing. See if other people keeping the law. See how a man treating his wife and see how a wife treating her husband. Where did Yahweh say that at? What you need to concern yourself with is your household. What you need to concern yourself is what come out of your mouth. And stop listening to other people that would do such evil. The scripture says, this woman don't eat the bread of idleness. She don't eat that mess. People come talking about, man, my husband this and my... Man, you go tell the Morays. Go tell them. Because me and my household, we're trying to stay righteous. See, that's what a virtuous woman is all about. And you're going to see why we're reading this. Watch what it says. The 28th verse. Now you're getting into how do we become a praise in the earth. Watch what it says. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Ema, you blessed. Gever, you blessed. Isha, you blessed. My sister, you blessed. Her husband also. And he what? He praised her. That's how you become a praise in the earth, by your works, by your doings, by what others see. Man, all I see is you working. All I see is righteousness. All I see is your hands doing good with your family, with the poor. All I hear is kind words from you. Even your husband praises you because you don't do him no evil. Watch what it says. Many daughters have done virtuously. Yeah, I know a lot of women that can sew, thinking they virtuous. Yeah, those are some virtues. I know a lot of women that can cook. Yeah, those are virtues also. And I know a lot of virtues, they just stay to themselves. They ain't in nobody's business. And that's virtues. Also, but let me tell you here, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Because this woman got the whole package. Her hands are clean. Her heart is pure. And that was the first thing you talked about. Her heart. Why do you think her husband, the heart of her husband, do safely trust in her? Then it went straight into her hands. How hard she worked. Then it went straight into her armor, her strength. And then it finished off with her mouth. Her heart is good. Her hands is blessed. Her arms are strong, and her mouth is kind and wise. No wonder this is what it says in the 30th verse. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain, because we got a lot of women that do a lot of favors, but it's deceitful. And they're beautiful, but that's vain. But a woman that fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. Because this is how you become a praise in the earth. This is the example that Yahweh wants you to see. But not only he wants you to see, this is what Yahweh wants you to do. So while you're spending all your time praying and fasting and doing all kind of other stuff, this is the thing that you should be concerning yourself with. A virtuous woman. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So sisters, if you want to be a praise in the earth, you tell your husbands, you tell your fathers, you tell whatever man that can help you realize your potential. You tell them, just give me, just let me do this thing. Give me what I need so I can show you how I can arise to the level of a virtuous woman. And this is what we're speaking about. How do we become a praise in the earth? There's only one way. You must keep the law. What we're reading here is the law. No wonder it's talking about her husband, because according to the scriptures, it says it is not good for a man to be alone. So I will make him a helpmeet. What is a helpmeet? A helpmeet is somebody that's going to help her husband. What else are you made for? What are you chosen for? What are you designed to do? To get on his nerve? To not help him? To frustrate him? To make him mad? To talk about him like a dog? What you made for, sisters? Furthermore, watch what it says, because you must understand there's only one way to become a praise in the earth, one way and one way only, and that is keeping the law of Yahweh. Don't let the ambassadors of hell take this from you. Yahweh has already prophesied that you were going to get your praise, you were going to get your fame, and he will make you a name all the lands where you have been scattered. All you have to do is get to work. And what type of work is it? Well, let me show you what Yahweh said he was going to reveal to you. And it's in the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 51, turn there. Just want you to see this. In the fourth verse, and watch what this says. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light other people. And watch what it says. This is what I want you to understand. It says, my righteousness is near. And what is his righteousness? His law. His judgment that will rest for a light. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. My arms shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and my arm shall they trust. And why? Because they got the law. Why? Because they are the light of the people. And what do the law say? What do the scriptures say? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. You must keep the law if you desire to become a praise in the earth. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 55. And make that Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. The very first verse. Thus says Yah, keep ye judgment. What is judgment? That's the law. That's what the kings are to administer, execute. Keep ye judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come. And watch this. And my righteousness to be revealed. And you being getting the revelation today that the righteousness of Yahweh is his law. And that if you don't do it, and if you have no desires to do it, it is only because you praise the wicked. Watch what it says. Blessed is the man that doeth this, the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. And why did it say the Sabbath? Why did it separate the Sabbath from any evil? Because little do people know, the Sabbath day, when Yahweh said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, that is the fourth commandment. And I already showed you what the fourth represents. The fourth represents Yahweh's praises. So here it is, you got people telling you, you don't have to keep the Sabbath day, and they so wicked that they don't even realize that if you don't keep the Sabbath, it is totally impossible to praise Yahweh. Now, ain't that wicked? Yes, it is. Because what do it say? He that keep not the law praise the wicked. That ain't my words. That's Yahweh's words. So don't get mad at me because I'm telling you, thus says Yah. I know you used to hearing, thus says me and thus says you. But I'm not here to tell you that. I'm here to tell you, thus says Yah. And if you don't keep the Sabbath, if you don't remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, you praise the wicked. Matter of fact, if you do any evil, you praise in the wicked. But if you want to praise Yahweh, you better keep his law. And when do Yahweh want you to praise him? Well, let me show you. When do Yahweh want his praises? In the book of Psalms 113, watch what this is, and I love it. Psalms 113:1. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Yah's name is to be praised. And why did it say from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same? Well, when do you think he made the sun? When do you think he made the moon? When do you think he made the stars? Well, on the fourth day, which represents his praise. When did he make, when was Yehuda born? On the fourth, because he represents Yahweh praise. And since he represents Yahweh praise, got these people talking about King David, this and King, they don't know nothing about King David. But watch what Yahweh say about this King David in the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter. They get mad when I talk about King David. And I'm going to keep talking about it. And I'm going to keep making you mad because I'm going to keep praising Yahweh. Watch what it says. Zechariah, the 12th chapter, the 7th verse. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David, whose house? David, and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. Why? Because Yehuda was made for his praise. And watch what Yahweh have to say about this house of David. In that day, says Yahweh, in that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. Not Christ, not Muhammad, not Haile Selassie, not none of these imposters. But shall be as David. And the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. Look what Yahweh, what was Yehuda made for? They was made for his praise. Who you think King David is from? What tribe you think he's from? Brothers and sisters, open up your eyes so you can see. Unstop your ears so you can hear. This is how you become a praise in the earth. Yahweh also gave us very specific instructions for the last days. And this is one of them in the book of Isaiah 61. In the book of Isaiah 61. Now, it's only a certain people. It's only a remnant. It's only a certain type of servant that will understand what this is saying. And watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 61 and 1. The Spirit of Yahweh Elohim is upon me, because Yahweh have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. See, the meek gonna understand this message. They gonna understand. So when I read about a virtuous woman, only the meek gonna understand that. And what is the meek? Those that are humble. But then if you ain't meek, when I read Proverbs 31, you know what they'll do? They gonna get mad at me. Why are you always reading that? Why are you always talking about that? But not so the meek. Because they gonna know what I'm telling you is the truth. And what I'm telling you. How do we become a praise in the earth? Watch what it says. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. This is what a servant's supposed to do. To proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance of our Elohim, and to comfort all that mourn. And who's doing that? Who is comforting the people? Let them know Yahweh is delivering us. He's going to deliver us. Who's telling the people and warning the people that now is the time to get yourselves together? Now is the time to gather yourselves together. Now is the time to seek righteousness and to seek humility or meekness, that we might be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Who is telling you that we must gather ourselves together? Watch what it says. Especially this third verse. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, that he might be glorified. See here, Yahweh has placed in all the lands around the earth trees of righteousness, garments of praise, planting of Yahweh. And what did he do it for? That he might be glorified. What in the world you think he made and designed you for? Watch this. In the book of Isaiah 49. How do we become a praise in the earth? You must keep the law. And the only one that's going to keep the law is Yahweh's servant. Watch what it says. Isaiah 49. Listen, O isles unto me, hearken ye people from far. Yahweh have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he have made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. See, we are the glory of the earth, but not all of it, all of Israel, because all of Israel have not chosen Yahweh. All of Israel is not going to keep the law. All of Israel refused to sanctify Yahweh himself. All of Israel is not going to sanctify themselves, let alone Yahweh. And this is the only way you can become a praise in the earth. Here it is. We read about this virtuous woman. What if she was sick? What if she was ailing? What if she was crippled? What if she was whatever? In other words, she have a lot of excuses not to fulfill her obligations. But the only reason why she's not sick, the only reason why she's not ailing, the only reason why she's not crippled to do and to fulfill her responsibilities is because she has purposed her heart to be a praise in the earth. Why do you think everybody praising her? This is what we got to do. So if you crippled, if you ailing, if you sick, if you down, praise in the earth. Keep Yahweh's laws. Feed the poor. Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he should repent. Watch what Yahweh says about your health so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. Because Yahweh wants his servants to bring him glory. Watch this in the book, since we're in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 58, watch what it says. In the book of Isaiah 58, sixth verse, is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and ye break every yoke? This is why, brothers, you better get yourself together. Some of these women, you got a yoke of iron on their neck, and they can't do nothing. They can't praise Yahweh because you won't even allow them to do it. Where you going? What you doing? How you doing it? When you doing it? And they can't even breathe. Give her the fruits of her hands. Watch what it says. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house, when thou seest the naked that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh? Let me show you what happens when you do this. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of Yahweh shall be thy reward. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I know what I'm teaching. I know what I'm telling you is the truth. Because I have brothers, sisters that I know through our message. Our message that only come from Yahweh and Yahweh only. They have changed the way they think. They have changed the way they eat. And their health and their strength and their righteousness have already started springing forth. And is gone before us as the noonday. So many where we get the calls. And they're stopping. A lot of them smoking, a lot of them drinking, a lot of them eating meat, a lot of them doing all kind of righteous sacrifices to Yahweh. And they on their way back. Not because I said it. Not because they believe it. But because thus says Yahweh. These are the reason why these things are happening. And little do people know, little do even they know, that they themselves are becoming a praise in the earth. when they tell their testimonies, people hear it. And they will get praise for it. Because Yahweh said he will make us a praise, get us fame, and a name in every land that we was put to shame. And all we got to do is return to Yahweh. And Yahweh will return to us. And one last scripture I want you to see. In the book of Psalms 50. This is why Yahweh said this. In Psalm 50. The fifth verse. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For Elohim is judge himself, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am Elohim. Even Elohim. And this is what you want, brothers and sisters. You want Yahweh to declare your righteousness. And he will. If you circumcise your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, to keep his law. Because this, and only this, will allow you to become a praise in the earth. Until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Worthy.